listening to the First Step Podcast with your host, Jaleesa Jung. A new episode starts right now. So someone recently told me how much they love this new me. The sass, the honesty and transparency in my podcast, they say, is very refreshing. And I thought that was really funny because I've always been this sassy. Like, I've always been unapologetically honest. You can ask anyone who knows me in real life and they'll tell you if there's one person you can count on to tell you the truth, it's Jaleesa. But I'm not gonna lie, there have been times when my frankness caused some problems because not everyone can handle the truth, and I've learned that sometimes it's better to not say anything at all. However, today is not gonna be one of those days because I strongly believe that a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs and business owners can learn a whole lot from the story I'm about to tell. It's something that I've always wanted to publicly address. Like, from the moment it happened, I knew this was something that I would eventually talk about, but I was just waiting on the perfect time, I guess. And so that time has come. So let's talk about how my mentor turned into my biggest hater. Let's go. Before we dive in, there are a few people I want to give a shout out to, and they are Liana2963, Shop For Me Purchasing Services, and Nicole Sharbuddy. Thanks so much for listening and sending me your reviews. And if you would like me to give you a shout out in a future episode, all you have to do is take a screenshot of this episode, tag me on Instagram, and let everyone know that you're listening to the First Step Podcast with Jaleesa Jung. You can also leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or send me a short voice message from the Anchor app. And so without further ado, let's dive into episode number 24. Now, full disclaimer, I just want to clarify that a mentor to me is anyone who I could learn from. They don't necessarily have to be someone that I've hired or someone that I'm shadowing, because most of the time people hire mentors or coaches and they pay these people to learn from them. And so that wasn't the case with this person. It was just someone who I felt like I could learn certain things from, like, you know, when it came to making the right connections or sending out scripts to get the media to notice you and things like that. And I really admired this person's work ethic and I respected their hustle. And in fact, I was the person who reached out to them and, you know, sort of complimented them on everything they were doing and asked if I could, you know, become like their protege in a sense. And so we even collaborated on business projects after that. They are featured on an episode in my podcast. We attended events and we did workshops together in the past. So I know all of you listening might be wondering, so how did everything go wrong? You know, how did they become your hater? Well, if I'm being perfectly honest with you guys, I really don't know. But what I can tell you is what I think led to this person cutting me off for what seems like no reason. So all I can do is tell my story and tell my truth. So for me, it all started after a few WhatsApp messages. Now, this person and I had been talking for a while, and obviously they started to get comfortable enough with me to the point where they weren't only sharing business advice, but they started to share their opinions about other people in the entrepreneurship space. So what they would do is they would send screenshots and voice notes and memes and just laugh and, you know, make fun of other people who they, you know, didn't think qualified to be entrepreneurs or who they felt were like fake and phony in the industry. And some of these people, I had no idea who they were at the time. And so I would just laugh, you know. But after the second and third time of this person sending messages about the same people over and over, like, look at what this one is doing, ha ha ha, I would kind of like shake my head, you know, because I started to feel like, okay, this is not okay, you know, this is not what I'm about, and this is not even important to me. Like, I don't even care that much about other people and what they're doing unless they're copying me, you know. If you're not copying me, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if your business is completely fake and you're teaching people a whole bunch of nonsense. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, I don't gossip, you know. Even in school, like in secondary school, in college, I was never involved in any type of gossip because that's just not me, you know. I've always been a person, let's talk about business, you know, let's talk about things that are actually important. You know, so after the second and third times, I just kind of like started to put a wall up, and I would take hours to reply to their messages instead of replying right away because I did not want to engage in bashing of other people. So because I had put this wall up, I felt like this person would realize and they would stop, you know, considering me for work projects or stop inviting me to events because they were that type of vindictive person. But a few months after, they did reach out to me. In fact, they reached out to me to go to a meeting. And so we went to this meeting, and at the meeting, they were the one that was basically leading the conversation. And they made plans for us to take on a project, and they set up the time frame and everything without even consulting me or anybody else on the team. And so I felt like that was like a violation against me and like a huge disrespect. I mean, I get that you're trying to show us the ropes and all of these things, but at least talk to us before agreeing to do a project. Like, you don't know what I have going on, you know what I mean? So that did irritate me a little bit, and so I ended up not, you know, committing to this project with everyone else. And because I did that, I also felt like, okay, so this person is definitely not gonna want to have anything to do with me after that. But a few months after, they did reach out to me again to do a workshop. And so I agreed because it was a free workshop for entrepreneurs. And I was supposed to talk about content creation. And so I showed up and I taught my class. And then about a month later, this same person who was supposed to be my mentor, they came out with their own workshop about content creation. But instead, they were charging people. So I kind of felt away. I felt like, you know, they took everything I taught at the free workshop and here they are teaching people it and charging them. So it's kind of like a copycat situation. And if you listen to my episode on copycats, you'll get where I'm coming from. But at the time, I really didn't confront the person or anything. I just tried to give them the benefit of the doubt. And I was just like, you know what, Jaleesa, just focus on your own thing. Stay in your lane, keep your head down, you know, don't cause any drama. Maybe it's just all a misunderstanding, right? So I was just doing that, keeping my head down, minding my business. And whenever this person would message me, they would always say things like, oh, you're going to be so big, bigger than me, and all this stuff. Because at that point in time, a lot of the content I was creating was going semi-viral, and I was generating a lot of buzz for myself and my company, and all of these great things were happening for me. So they would reach out and they would say, you know, congrats, you're going to be so huge, yada, yada, yada. And I would just accept the compliment for what it was. I would say thank you and I would move on, you know. I would keep doing my thing. But the compliments stopped coming after I collaborated with another entrepreneur to host an event. And when we started promoting that event, we noticed that my mentor would leave comments and they would say things like, oh wow, you know, I'm the reason you guys are friends, but... Hi, King.
I'm not
seeing you. Yeah, because I'm recording a podcast.
Mommy?
Yes, King.
Can I give me some more salt?
Oh my goodness, King, you can't eat all that salt.
I want all of
it. King, you gotta stop. You gotta stop. You keep interrupting my podcast. Jesus. Come on, stop tickling me. Xavier.
Mommy.
Yes.
Oh,
so salt is not healthy for you. Stop. No. No, it isn't. You like really interrupted my podcast right now.
Mommy.
Everybody's probably like laughing and like.
Mommy.
Yes, King.
Mommy, I want this salt.
King, please go ask Daddy.
Daddy said no.
Well, I say no as well.
Mommy! I want you to get this salt.
I want you to stop eating salt. Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness. I feel like this podcast should be named Interrupted by my Toddler. That should be the new name of this podcast, because I feel like every time I'm gonna be recording a podcast, he's gonna come in and he's gonna interrupt me on purpose. So I feel like the new name of this podcast should be Interrupted by My Toddler. Oh wow. And he completely threw me off. I can't even remember what I was talking about. Wow. So I think I was mentioning when we were doing the promotions for this event, and my so-called mentor would comment and they would say things like, oh wow, you know, I'm responsible for you guys even knowing each other, you know, how dare you guys have an event without me, and like, men can't come to this event, and you know, all of these things, right? And me and the other person who I was having this event with, we were like, all of this is not even necessary, you know what I mean? And we sort of thought this person was joking, you know, we didn't really take it seriously, but apparently to them it was very, very serious. So on the day of our event, this event was a woman event to end the year, sort of like a celebration and like a networking event type of thing. So at this event we had some women show up claiming that they saw ads in the papers and that people called them on the telephone and told them that they should come to this free event, which, by the way, the event was not free. But people called them and told them they should come to this free event today, and so they came. And me and the other person who I had this event with, we were just there like, what? And immediately we thought that someone was trying to sabotage us. Now, I'm not sure if this person who's supposed to be my mentor paid for the ad in the papers, or maybe I have another hater out there that was trying to sabotage my event. But it sort of makes sense for it to be this one person that I'm talking about, right? Especially because of what they did next. So a few days after our event, someone messaged me and they were like, hey, did you notice this person is not following you anymore? And I was like, what? No, because I don't check my followers. Like, it's not that serious to me. But if they did unfollow me, guess what? I'm gonna unfollow their ass too, because if you have some kind of beef with me, you can go ahead and beef by yourself. You know what I mean? Because as far as I know, we don't have any beef or, you know, any problems between us that could cause you to like unfollow me. The last message you ever sent me was that you're so proud of me and I'm gonna be this big star, So why would you unfollow me? But anyway, I don't even eat beef, so I'm not about to be in no beef. So if you unfollow me, I'm gonna unfollow you right back, and that's the end of that. You're basically dead to me, right? So this is so funny to me, guys, because for a grown-ass person, and this person is older than me, right? For them to be pissed for, like, no reason at all. Like, I don't even know what reason they're pissed at me for, or I don't know, it makes no sense. But you don't unfollow people you don't have problems with, right? So obviously he has some type of problem. But I don't know, I thought adults talked things out, you know, when they had an issue, but clearly this person is still a child. And I don't know, for them to do all of these things and go to all this, all those levels, like, especially if they were the person who tried to sabotage our event, I don't know, because they're intimidated or because they feel threatened, then it just goes to show that this person never wanted me to become great in the first place. And you know, there's a saying that goes, people want to see you doing good, but never better than them. And I'm actually living that saying, you know, and it's wild. That's why from the moment all of this happened, I knew this was something I wanted to share. Because so many new entrepreneurs just entering the game will unfortunately get fooled by people just like this. You know, people who claim they want to see you succeed, but what they really want is to be able to say that they made you, or that they're responsible for your success, or that they're responsible for getting you to where you are today. And I think this person realized that they could never say that with me. Because it's obvious that I am where I am today because of me. Like, the things that I am most known for are the things that I did not learn from this person. And so they knew they couldn't ever take credit for any of that. You know, the things that I can do, they can't even begin to do. And so I feel like this departure was inevitable, because when you have people in your circle who are jealous of you, it's never going to work out. And I feel like this person also knew they couldn't control me and impress me like the other people they were mentoring. That's why in the beginning I mentioned the part about, you know, the WhatsApp messages and things like that, because there are other people who this person could be talking to, and who knows, when they send them messages talking about other people, they laugh, but I'm not the type of person to entertain that kind of thing. So I felt like they realized, oh, you know, I don't have this control over Jaleesa like I have over other people. And so it's crazy. But you know what the craziest thing is? After all of this unfollowing and unfriending and all of this, this same person is now collaborating, going live, and endorsing all the same people they were bad talking just a few months ago. And that is the funniest thing to me. Like, I just want to reach out to all the entrepreneurs who this person bad talk and be like, you're going live with this person who said so many bad things about you, but I just keep it to myself and I laugh, you know, because it's so wild. The fakeness, the narcissism, the pretentiousness is real out here. And I'm so happy that that's one thing no one can ever say about me, and that's and you know, that is that I'm fake. Because if I have a problem with you, you will definitely know. Like, you will definitely know. If I don't rate you, you will definitely know. Like, I'm not trying to be nobody's fake friend here. And I feel like this person is so fake and so good at it though. You know what I mean? Some people claim they want to help you, but they just want to help their ego, and they're in it for themselves, and they just want to benefit their own selfish ambitions. And so if you guys learned anything from this podcast today, I want it to be that you're a little bit more cautious of who you trust, and don't be so trusting of every and anybody who says they want to help you, you know, or they want to mentor you. And I also want to give you guys just 4 ways you can spot a narcissist, because this is what that person is. This person is a control freak, a narcissist, and someone who just wants to help people so that they can say they made them. So here are 4 things to look out for, right? Number 1, They're always talking about their big plans for the future. So this person in particular was always talking about, you know, next year is going to be my year. So many things are in the works. I have all these plans. But nothing ever came into fruition, right? Nothing ever happened. They were just talking all this talk to impress you and to kind of keep you close to them. Because they think if you feel they're going to have all these big deals and stuff coming up, you're going to want to stay close to them. So try to look out for people who are always talking about what is going to happen for them, you know. Number two, they talk badly about their peers. Now, we all bad talk people, you know what I mean? As well, for me, the only people I bad talk are people who copy me. Like, if you're copying me, I'm going to let my mama know. I'm going to let everybody know. And we're going to talk about you for a quick minute. And then after that, you basically don't exist. You know, but people who keep talking about other people all day long, every day, day after day, those people, oh my God, there's something wrong with them. Number three, they don't like or engage with other people's content unless it's to turn the conversation about themselves. So again, this person, they don't ever like or comment on other people's content unless it's to turn the conversation to them, you know, or make it something about them. And that is one of the biggest signs of a narcissist. Number four, they're never fully transparent. So if you feel like there's someone who you don't know a lot about, but they know a lot about you, and you have like just some question marks about who they are, there's some things that you don't know, run for the hills, because that's the perfect sign of a liar. Like, anyone who has something to hide, you know, run far, far away from them. And I guess that's all I really have to say about this whole situation. And I really do hope this episode was helpful to some of you and at least made you realize that you need to be a little more cautious, like I said, of who you let into your life and your business. And of course, if you enjoyed this episode, why not tell me? Take a screenshot, tag me on Instagram, and let me know what was your favorite part. As always, I'll talk to you guys in my next one.
You just listened to the First Step Podcast with Jaleesa Jun. Be sure to check the show notes for links to my social media accounts, and don't forget to share this episode with your friends.